So now it is a second down, 25. Wilson back to pass, throwing deep down that far side. It's intercepted by LVC. Here comes Moody down the far side of the 10. 5, touchdown. It was almost caught. It flipped out of the hands of the intended receiver, Brett Moody, right there, and returns with about 40 yards for a touchdown.
And some credit over there to the defensive back. I believe that was James Jackson who was over there who got the tip, and he was able to get the hand in on that ball, knock it away, and here's Brett Moody doing exactly what a free safety is supposed to do, coming over there to help out on the double team on the deep ball. And he's standing there waiting for that ball to just pop into his hands. Nobody on that side, and LVC has the lead on the road after the second straight week of a pick six.
Kissinger in for the extra point kick, low snap, but still good grab there by Boers to set it, and it's good, and we'll step out. 8:45 to go in the second. LVC 21, Stevenson 14. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Show your Valley pride wherever you go with an LVC license plate. To be eligible for the Lebanon Valley College license plate, you must be a current student, parent, alumnus, or friend of LVC. And you must be the registered owner of the vehicle and have a PA driver's license. For more information on getting an LVC license plate, check out lvc.edu.
Welcome back to Maryland. John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. Lebanon Valley College has taken a 21-14 lead on Stevenson with the interception returned by Brett Moody.
We're going to go, I think they'll end up giving this about 40.
That's
officially.
What I was thinking. They it haven't was, listed it yet.
Yeah, I think it may have been maybe a couple yards further than that because they were right around 5 yards shy where that ball was tipped. It may have been maybe a 42. They'll check that out, but regardless, Brett Moody, touchdown on the pick six, and LVC has the lead, first time in the game.
Butkowski on the return from the 10 up to the 20 near side, 30, little room to run, and is tackled up around the 42-yard line, maybe the 43 for Stevenson.
They've done a nice job on kickoffs already. Your goal for the kickoff is to get up 30-yard line or further. And so far in this game, Stevenson has had good starting position. This is the best that they've had off those kickoff returns in this game, all the way up to the 43. Some good blocking coming over to this right-hand side, and a return man who has excellent speed in Justin Rutkowski.
First and 10, Stevenson at their own 43. Marquez lines up to the left of the quarterback, Wilson. They'll move Blake over to the left side. He'll hold, looking to pass from the pocket, throwing deep down the middle as a man, deep slant. That is complete around the 15 at the 10. Leading his way to the touchdown is Pat Foreman. The deep post pattern, and Wilson finds Pat Foreman for the long touchdown of 57 yards.
And where LBC showed a little bit of vulnerability on that, they had just thrown a deep ball on the last one to the left-hand side to the outside, and the corners were over there. This time they run to the inside. Safety may have over-pursued a little bit too much on that play, and that allowed an opening down the middle of the field. That time it was Evan Kutzler trying to reach in at the end, trying to recover, and could not knock the ball away. Foreman did the rest, and we're tied up again.
Campbell puts the extra point through. We are tied, and this is a true shootout.
You had commented before the game, because we've seen them down here before. I don't see any fireworks.
No.
Oh, no. We've had plenty of them here in the first half of play. 21-21. Big plays out of both of these squads. A fake field goal from LVC. You had a little bit of everything except for defenses getting stops. And I think both the defensive coordinators of these two teams would like to see a little bit more of that going forward. But it's been a fun first half so far, both these teams pulling out all the stops.
8:27 to go here in the second. 21-21 on the 57-yard touchdown pass from Wilson to Gorman. kickoff coming up again. Zachary Rutsch to boot it from the 35. This one's low. It'll bounce around the 16, picked up by Grimm, who gets up to the 20, going to the far side, and then goes backwards and goes out of bounds near the 20.
That's the difference in the return game right now, is there's too much penetration. So LBC's running that kickoff return over the right-hand side. We saw that a week ago, and teams are intentionally kicking away from Deion Bryant, who's on that other side. They know how explosive it is. Until the other guy ends up doing something, they're going to keep on kicking it over there to Avery Grimm, and we just haven't seen him have the opportunity to break a big one at this point in the season. The coverage team just not getting the blocking the way that they need to in order to spring him.
So the offense back out onto the field for LVC, and they will change quarterbacks now. Logan Klitz is in there. He's going to run it to the right side, cuts it off the end up to the 25 and up to the 27. Pick up of about six. And then we've got a little bit of a scuffle at midfield.
Wow, could you not see that one coming? And they still tried to get Demetrius Sally away from the LVC offensive lineman as Logan Tice blocked him in a way he wasn't happy, did something he wasn't happy with, and Demetrius Sally was incensed and just continued to go. And it wasn't a big shot on him because everyone's trying to hold him back. If they wouldn't have held him back, he probably would have blindsided him pretty well. But there was something he took offense to. It's going to cost Stevenson 15.
Yep, they're going to give him unsportsmanlike conduct.
Look, offensive linemen, some of the dirtiest guys in the game. And I'm not saying there was anything dirty there. I'm saying with what they have to do, they have to do all that grinding inside. They get none of the notoriety, and they're going to do whatever it takes to allow their players to get forward. Sally wouldn't have it about something, but you also have to hold your head a little better than that at the end of a play. That whistle blows. Get it back by making a play the next time they have the football.
Klitz stays out there, quarterback for LVC, first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. He's going to roll to the left side, getting pressure, tosses it. That's complete to Acker on the near side. He'll get up to the 49-yard line. Adam Acker with the reception.
And Logan Klitz, the comparison that was made in the pregame, Brett Favre was thrown out there. He's got a little Brett Favre in him. And in a game like this, where you're at the Mustang Corral, and we've had gunslinging all over the place, perfect guy to put in there at this point. He's moving around, dancing with his footwork, just trying to find anyone down the field, keeps that play alive, and then finds Acker finally breaking free.
Gives you some size at 6'3". Brings up a second down. And we'll call it five. Trips on the right side, Klitz. Quick pass, Malachi Blair near side at midfield. Does do a little fake move, but he gets enough to get to the first down marker at the 47.
Yeah, he almost did the opposite of that, which is catch the ball, not pick up the first down. But that little step that he took backwards was enough to get the defensive back away from him long enough, and he was able to beat his man to the spot for the first.
Clock ticking at 6:44 here in the second. We're tied at 21. Now they bring Deion Bryant in, that Wildcat. He'll be back there to take the snap with Campbell to his right. Now he's going back to pass. He's going to throw it deep down the far side, but it's just overthrown, incomplete. Was looking for Adam Acker, who was almost double covered.
Well, no, he was double covered. They did not do a great job of pulling the safety on the play. When you have that in the playbook and you have a safety back there, if they don't have run responsibilities on the play, they've got their head looking in the backfield looking for that opportunity. And excellent job that time. That was Justin Rutkowski, who read the play well, and it would have required a perfect pass from Bryant.
They go back to Bohannon at quarterback this time. He's in the pocket now, scrambling, going back further, and tosses it far side. He has a man. It's Riley Stahl, but he can't keep it off the turf. It is incomplete. Stahl had to come back a good 5-6 yards to get the underthrown pass, but could not keep it off the turf.
Just couldn't quite get enough on that ball to get it out there. It's thrown all the way from the left hash all the way over to the far sideline, and there was enough pressure on him that he couldn't step into that the way he wanted to.
Now they're going back with putting Deion Bryant in, but Bohannon stays in the backfield. He's got the receivers out there of Acker, Malachi, Blair.
Watch Bryant here as a receiver.
Cisco and Vassallo also out there. Bryant lines up to the right of Bohannon in the pocket, going back. Throws the screen under the coverage, and it didn't matter. As soon as Bryant caught it, he was...
Oh, there's another mistake from Stevenson. They got in the face of Bryant afterwards.
But Bryant, they're going to call this on Bryant. Bryant knocked the ball.
Oh, okay.
Knocked the hand of the Stevenson player after the whistle. At least that's what I saw.
Yep.
They're calling it on Stevenson. Wow.
Everyone's whooping, man.
I'm shocked because I thought that time I thought, well, they're going to get Brian on
this one. Well, they maybe could have, but when you're the one doing the whooping.
And look at that. It's another first down for LBC on the 34.
That's two times on this drive that we've seen Stevenson not being able to hold their water out there. And it's kept this drive alive. So LBC will say thank you very much.
Yeah.
Continue to have this game be tied up and continue to have the football and get that offense back in rhythm.
Malachi Williams out there to the left of Bohannon this time on first down. Williams trying to weave and sidestep. Gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 34.
And Gavin Shields was just one man too many in the box that time for Stevenson to be able to get up there and make that stop. Williams made the first man miss in the hole, but Shields, the linebacker, 6 foot, 215 pounds, a tackling machine out there, makes the stop for no gain.
Malachi Williams putting on a few more pounds here coming into this season, some more muscle.
It looks good out there. He really
good guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Second and 10, he'll stay out there with Bohannon. Slot to the right, Bohannon looking that side. He has a man at Cisco, caught at the 29 and gets to the 25. He was being led out of bounds on the pass, but somehow kept the feet in bounds and got it.
Jay makes a great play on that one, sticking the left hand out. Recognizing this is the important thing as a receiver. You can do that and put the one hand out if there's nobody around you because you're not worried about that tip. Shout out Kadarius Toney for his performance on Thursday night for the Chiefs. You can't do that in traffic, but you can there.
Third and one, Bohannon's going to keep it up the middle. Gets pounded from behind as well by his own teammates to get that little push forward for the first.
The fault of that is the Philadelphia Eagles for popularizing that garbage. Where you have the quarterback keeping it, and then you just have everyone, like two or three guys behind him, just shoving him until they outlaw that. It's going to be an effective way for teams that have big, strong backs to help out that quarterback going forward.
4:15 and counting here in the second.
You want to be deliberate here too, John. I know Stevenson can be a quick strike team, but they don't necessarily want to be one. But you want to take your time. You want to grind out this clock, probably pick up another first down here before you try to punch this one in the end zone.
Bohannon in the pocket, looking, throwing across the middle of a two high. And Malachi Williams down around the 10, but that one got away from him. Second and 10 for LBC in this tied game at 21.
I don't even know if Williams realized the ball was coming to him because he turned. That ball was way over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best thing, too. We talked about tip passes. Williams reaches up for that ball. The only thing that could happen, he's not catching it, but he could have tipped that one and slowed it down and allowed a defensive player to come underneath it.
Vassallo and Cisco in the slot to the left side. Second and 10. Bohannon's going to keep it, running to the left, trying to get outside. He's at the 20, hit near the 16, tackled near the 15, pickup of several.
Having a big day on the ground so far, too. Throwing the ball well, but also running the ball very effectively. They faked the pitch over to that right-hand side, pulled the guard coming to the left-hand side, and that led the convoy for Bohannon, a very good runner at the quarterback position.
They're going to mark him at the 16. Third down and three. He needs to get to the 13-yard line. Bohannon has Irby to his left this time and slot on the right side. Campbell goes in motion. Bohannon throws to Irby. Complete first down. Tackled at the five.
Unheralded his hands. He showed some good ones there.
Yes.
Great catch with some contact. Had him reach across his body a little bit. And as he's going to the ground, observes the contact, but it gets LVC a first and goal at the five-yard line. Excellent job by Tim Irby coming out of the backfield.
Irby stays in with Bohannon at quarterback in the slot to the right side. First and goal at the five.
This team loves to do so much blitzing that those backs coming out of the backfield are finding some opportunities.
Irby lines up to the right of Bohannon. Bohannon rolling right, throws the out too far. Is leading on that far side for Malachi Blair. Or check that, Riley Stahl. Incomplete. Brings up second and goal at the five.
I think he got spooked there at the last minute, because I think what he saw was Justin Rutkowski coming over there at the last minute, putting enough pressure that if he doesn't lead him to the outside, if he throws that ball behind, Rutkowski maybe could break on that one, pick six it, so he put a little bit extra to the outside. It was too much.
We get a different look here. They bring Malachi Williams in. We'll go with Blair and Acker on the left. Make that Deion Bryant is back there. Yes. So Bryant to the right of Bohannon. Double slot. Bohannon in the pocket. Gets rid of it. Too high and too far out. Trying to lead Acker. Incomplete. Third and goal to five.
Couple of balls where they'll live with them because the misses are to the outside. No chance of any turnover down here in the red zone, but the accuracy just off the mark the last two times. What that's done, though, is now on this third down, you would expect them to have to throw the ball here. With that in mind, this is not the worst one. If you get the look you want to, this is not the worst place to run a quarterback draw with Bohannon, especially with the confidence he has running the football.
Ratchin checks in at left tackle. They put Cisco on the right side, giving him a trips on the right. Bohannon looking that way, throws, and it's incomplete. Was almost a pick six. He threw in that double coverage looking for Cisco on the out down around the two.
They ran that same sort of a route, and this time the defensive back stepped over there in front of the play. Tyson Blakeney, the safety, in there with the nickel set. Extra guy out there, broke on the ball, wanted to make sure that there was no completion, but if he gambles for that, maybe he gets the interception there. They were fortunate to get away with that one.
2:19 to play in the second, tied at 21. LVC will go for the field goal attempt here. Had the earlier fake for a touchdown. This is a 22-yard attempt, partially blocked. It's no good. So a long drive and all that work gets you 0 points.
0 points, but it also gives Stevenson only 2 minutes and 16 seconds to work with here at the end of the half. The unfortunate thing is they tried to go quick to try to catch Stevenson, who's really good at getting off the edge, and on that fake field goal, they got a lot of pressure there also. So they knew that, saw that. Mustangs ready for it anyways and still got in there and got the block.
Kissinger missed one last week. This one gets a block. It's still tied at 21.
That can't be on the kicker, though. That's,
yeah.
You've got to be able to block the edge.
That's right.
It came so quickly that Kissinger, he had no chance to get that one up in time.
So Stevenson will take over at its own 20. Marquez to the left of Nyaire Wilson, the quarterback, on first down. Wilson in the pocket, plenty of time, throws across the middle, has a man. First down on the far side. Skinelli gets up to the 33, pickup of 13 for a first down.
If Stevenson goes down and scores here on this drive, especially if they score a touchdown, I think the thing that they will look back at, LVC, on that last drive at the 5-yard line, first and goal, not running the ball at all, and at least taking some time away on the clock. They may look back and regret that.
Wilson, first down, throws this one complete. Up at the 38, across to the 40. 42-yard line is Walker. They're going to mark him up at the 44 for another first down for Stevenson.
Walker got hit really hard that time from Eric Williams, so he's going to come out of the game. He felt that one.
1:42 to play in the second quarter, tied at 21. Stevenson.
You got plenty of time right now. You got all three of your timeouts remaining, so they're not worried about clock at this point.
They'll put Henderson wide on the near side. They'll go with that slot on the left. Wilson in the pocket. Gets pressure. Wrapped up. Sack back at the 35.
Great break that time for LVC.
Is that Horton getting in
there?
That's
Jacob Horton.
Yeah.
Junior linebacker out of Green Lane, Pennsylvania. Another one of those Stouderton products that LVC has so many of them.
Well, we will be back home for the next couple weeks. Saturday afternoon football at LVC. Hope you join us at Arnold Field.
By the way, that LVC drive that ended no points, 16 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes and 4 seconds off the clock, helped along by two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties from Stevenson. And, again, the blocked field goal ends that with no points. The other thing you look at, too, the ball was on the left hash. So he has to force the ball and push that ball to the right, which on the field goal block team, now you know exactly where the pressure is going to come from because they've got to try. You're not going to come backside on the block. It's going to be front side of the block. Not getting an extra guy over there to help with that edge, that hurts.
And Kissinger taking over the kicking duties here at the start of the season with that quad injury to Garrett McClay, who should be back next week. We'll see.
He's in uniform. He was out there doing a little bit in workouts, but too much to ask him right now without really testing it a little bit more to do anything. So, yeah, hey, next week is probably the expected time back.
Second down, 19. Stevenson. Wilson in the pocket, looking, throws across the middle, has a man far side, pickup of several as he finds Scanelli again. Seems to be his main target man right now, up to the 42.
That sack, though, becomes big because now this is a play where they're not going to call timeout. They're going to be deliberate about getting up there, but it does work a lot more of the clock in a third down and long.
Third and 12, Wilson in the pocket, down the middle, wide open man. And that is good for a first down to the 37-yard line of Pat Foreman.
Blown coverage. They blitzed off the edge. Enright came in on the blitz, and no one filled. So that's a missed call somewhere. Somebody didn't recognize the change in responsibilities, and that's why Gorman was wide open.
Gorman exploited the defense earlier with the touchdown reception on that deep slant, deep post pattern as we have an LVC injured player being tended to with 42 seconds to go in the half. Tied at 21. We'll step out here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley at LVC on Friday, September 29th and Friday, October 16th. Learn about LVC more in depth. Attend a class and meet with faculty in your area of interest. Parents can find out more about financial aid, student life, and academics. Enjoy lunch in the dining hall and a campus tour with a current student. More information on a day at the Valley is available at lvc.edu.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage. This is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Back in Maryland, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser tied at 21 with 42 seconds to play in the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down all the other LVC sports, what's going on with them, talk a little bit about homecoming next month, and run down all the stats and out-of-town scores. We still have a great first half going on here. Wilson in the pocket, throws down the middle, has a man again. It's Gorman, caught at the 20, spin move down to the 14-yard line. He continues to exploit that middle.
Yeah, they're just coming across the middle of the field. You spread guys out wide, and LVC just hasn't had an answer for those balls down the seams.
Clock ticking at 28 seconds. They'll quickly line up first and 10 at the 14. Wilson in the pocket, now rolling right, throwing for the back corner, but let this one get away. It's incomplete. Stops the clock at 20 seconds at the 14 of LVC.
They have no concern time-wise, except for the fact that there's 20 seconds left. I mean, they've got timeouts. You still could technically run the ball if you wanted to, but you don't expect that to happen here. They've had a lot of success through the air, and I don't think that's what LBC was expecting coming in. I thought they were going to have to worry about this running game, grinding between this big offensive line, but it's been Nyaire Wilson, the quarterback, who's had a huge first half instead.
Wilson, second and 10 at the 14, in the pocket, now being flushed, trying to run the left, cuts up the middle of the 10, and tackled there. It's a pickup of about 4, and they'll call the timeout with 12 seconds.
So Ed Hoddle gets down to the referee right away, saves a couple seconds there. They are in field goal range. They made a couple of them last week in their win against Rowan, necessary ones in a 20-17 win there. Very good start for them. Really, in this game, defensively, they have struggled to do anything against the LBC offense, but it's been their passing game. Really was pretty vacant last week. They had one guy catching passes for the most part last week, and that was Pat Gorman, who had 8 of the 13 receptions they had. They did it on the ground. But this week, Wilson, 11 of 18, 187 yards, a touchdown, the pick six that he threw, and has his game tied up at 21 apiece. And he's been rotating the ball. 6 different guys caught passes here in the first half.
John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser with you here on WMSS 91.1 FM. Don't forget our October 7th game at Widener. That game will be on WLBR 1270 AM in Lebanon. It'll also be on our alternate stream that day. I just wanted to let you be aware of that ahead of time. October 7th game at Widener. You'll hear that game on 1270 AM WLBR. All right, third down at the 10 of LVC with 12 seconds to go and a half. Wilson in the pocket, throws for the back corner, and it is incomplete. Great coverage there by LVC.
Enright.
Able to knock it down, incomplete.
We talked about the versatility of those linebackers being able to go in coverage. We do have a flag back in the pocket, though, behind this play. Is there a late hit or is there a hold?
Now the official.
Oh.
That's going to take it back on the chop block with 7 seconds to go.
And you definitely take this penalty. It's a 15-yarder. It pushes them back really into questionable field goal range. And with 7 seconds left on the clock, even though they maintained the down, you don't have time to throw a ball to the end zone and still have a chance for a field goal attempt. So this is decision time for Stevenson. Are you going to trust your kicker to make one here from 42 yards, or do you chuck one to the end zone? And it looks like they're going to chuck one up to the end zone here. Surprises me, unless they don't think he has the leg to get it here from this distance.
And look,
you ain't got time.
Look for Gorman here. He's in that slot position on third down at the 25. Wilson looking, now scrambling, gets grabbed by the ankles and held on for dear life as time expires.
That's a mistake. I think that's a mistake from Stevenson if they didn't get the timeout in time.
They're claiming they did. 0 on the clock.
Great
job by Hardy to hold on.
You are on your home field. But they're going to say they had 1 second left.
Tyler Hardy makes the tackle at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I thought time has expired.
Tyler Hartle with that stop. Great job by him to hold on because everybody else was in coverage. If he doesn't hold on, he may get all the way to the end zone.
Yep.
But regardless, this is why that last play was a mistake that they got away with. If you thought your kicker was going to be able to make one anyways from here, you should have taken it on the last play. They get away with it. and have a chance to take the lead going into halftime.
This will be a 41-yard attempt on the far hash mark. The kick by Campbell on the way has a distance. It's good. 41-yard field goal, Brody Campbell. And we are headed to halftime here in Owensville, Maryland, as Stevenson has taken the lead. Our score at the half, Stevenson 24, LVC 21. Stay tuned. The halftime show is coming up here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC Homecoming is set for October 13th through the 15th, and you'll experience the Blue and White Golf Classic, the Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, the Dutchman Dance-Off, the Hospitality Tent at the Athletic Complex with football and soccer games, and the Classes of 68 to 75 reception, the Alumni Luncheon, and the Homecoming Concert, and so much more. It's Homecoming 2023. For more information, it's lvc.edu. Lebanon Valley College Football brought to you by Color Tech for all your personal and business-related printing needs. Wells Fargo Advisors, proud LVC sponsors. Click Lewis in Palmyra for all your automotive needs. It's Click Lewis. Clark Associates, supporting the Breen Center for Graduate Success. Elite Coach, the bus transportation company of LVC. And Penn State Health, the official sports medicine health provider of LVC. Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. From our table to your table, it's Giant Company. Proud LVC Radio sponsors.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery at Lebanon Valley College presents Tools and Shrouds from Stephen Althaus. Contemporary sculptor-photographer Stephen Althaus creates still-life assemblages of found objects and artifacts that express his observations of humankind. The exhibition will be on display at the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery through October 22nd. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Well, it has been a wild roller coaster of a first half here in Maryland. Stevenson leading LVC 24-21. John Wills back with you. Brian Kaiser will be back with some more halftime stuff and scores and stats in just a little bit. In the meantime, we want to talk about homecoming at Lebanon Valley College, a weekend of October 13th through the 15th. And you need to start registering now for all the various activities taking place, all you LVC alumni out there. Friday, October the 13th, you've got the LVC Blue and White Golf Classic. That starts with registration at 9 a.m. 10 a.m. is the shotgun start time at Fairview Golf Course. Always a great time seeing everyone come back, many from the athletic program, for the golfing event. And the classic there at Fairview. And you've got the Flying Dutchman Ale Reveal. That's at 5 in the afternoon on that Friday. Alumni and family hospitality tent. Enjoy the tasting and presentation by the student brew crew. In advance, registration is required. And the Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, that will take place at 6:30. In Miller Chapel. And then after that, it will move to the Mund College Center to celebrate the official induction of the 2023 Athletic Hall of Fame class. alumni are welcome to attend Wes's Business Casual Advance. Registration for that as well, $30 per person. You can register online at lvc.edu this year. Jennifer Cronin, class of 2011 for cross country and track. Laura Snyder McMillan, class of 2011 for softball. Nicole Snyder, class of 2013 for women's soccer. Sarah Dietrich Lynn, class of 2003 for field hockey. And Dave Zimmerman, LVC football player from 2007. And of course, they always love having that pep rally and Dutchman dance off at Arnold Field. That's at 8 o'clock on that Friday night. You can meet the homecoming court, cheer on the Flying Dutchman teams as they prepare for the Saturday contest with their best dance moves, which, well, sometimes you just have to laugh about. We move to the Saturday events. We've got women's lacrosse alumni game taking place, men's lacrosse alumni game. The homecoming check-in takes place throughout the morning. And there is a homecoming cup that you can purchase, a souvenir cup. You've got the alumni family hospitality tent. That starts at 10 a.m. Registration for that. Food, snacks, beverages. And, of course, make sure you have your ID. Must be 21 years of age to enjoy that. Spirit Zone there on the complex for the kids to have some fun, face painting and more. Also have the Gamma Sigma Sigma alumni event taking place. The football game is against Kings, and that's a noon kickoff on homecoming. Got the soccer event, women's soccer and men's soccer that afternoon. Musical performance at the Munn Patio. Music by Jake. So you can enjoy that. Men's soccer, the class of 1968 to 75 reception and dinner. That'll honor the class of 1973. That begins with the reception at 5 o'clock to 5:45, and then dinner following that. And then you've got the Miller Chapel showing of the Dutchman documentary of the 94 men's basketball team, the NCAA Division III National Championship. Sunday, they have a few other activities there, and you can check them out at lvc.edu. Of course, the Alumni Awards Luncheon and the homecoming concert at 3 at Miller Chapel. lvc.edu. Register this week. Get it over with. Knock it out now for homecoming 2023 at LVC. Our halftime score, Stevenson 24, LVC 21. Brian's back with your halftime stats and what's going on with LVC's other sports when we return here at halftime on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Behavioral health and critical care hospitals, as well as outpatient. 100 facilities in 22 states. PAM Health, a proud LVC sponsor.
At the Breen Center at LVC, you'll find a career planning staff that's excited to work with you. Whether you're a first-year student trying to decide on a major, a sophomore or a junior looking to gain experience, a senior ready to join the workforce, or even a grad student searching for your next career opportunity, the Breen Center for Career and Professional Development Success Team is there with career coaching, interview preparation, networking and job searching, professional development, and more. The Breen Center for Career and Professional Development. Email them at breencenter@lvc.edu. or call 717-867-6560.
Show your Valley pride wherever you go with an LVC license plate. To be eligible for the Lebanon Valley College license plate, you must be a current student, parent, alumnus, or friend of LVC. And you must be the registered owner of the vehicle and have a PA driver's license. For more information on getting an LVC license plate, check out lvc.edu.
It's a day at the Valley at LVC on Friday, September 29th and Friday, October 16th. Learn about LVC more in depth. Attend a class and meet with faculty in your area of interest. Parents can find out more about financial aid, student life, and academics. Enjoy lunch in the dining hall and a campus tour with a current student. More information on a day at the Valley is available at lvc.edu.
And welcome back to Stevenson University. We're at Mustang Field here on the campus, and Brian Kaiser with you here at halftime as we have a 24-21 lead, an exciting first half. Stevenson leading LVC. Dutchman will get the ball to start the second half. Let's take a look at what's going on across the other sports at LVC as we have the fall season fully underway. Let's start with field hockey. The team is 1-2. Today they are at the William Smith Classic up at William Smith University, and they play at 2 o'clock against St. Lawrence. So that game is underway. Tomorrow they play the host, William Smith. That also is a 2 o'clock start time. On Wednesday, they have a game at Arnold Field. They'll be playing at 7 o'clock against McDaniel. Results from this past week, they started things off on Friday very well, on September 1st. 4-0 win over E-Town since that time. Saturday, tough one when they took on number 23 ranked Lynchburg, lost that one 4-0, and on Wednesday dropped a tough 1-0 defeat against Gettysburg. Women's soccer's underway, just barely though, because they drew their first match of the season back on February the 1st, off until today when they have a 3 o'clock start time at Elizabethtown. The women of LVC's pitch will come back to Herbert Field at 4 o'clock on Wednesday when they host Ursinus. Men's soccer's gotten off to a quick start, 2-1 on the season. Last week they won 4-0 against Rutgers Newark, then 5-0 against St. John Fisher, took on a number 18 in the nation ranked F&M, and a tough defeat, 3-2 in that one. They've gotten a quick start from their folks up front. Nathan Prex has 4 goals already, Aiden Negron with 3 goals, and Lucas Strange, who has done some good things for them for a while. 2 goals and 3 assists on the season for them. Tonight, they're at Penn State Harrisburg, a 5 o'clock kickoff for that one. And Tuesday, they're on Herbert Field against Gettysburg. Women's volleyball, they're in the midst right now of a very busy start to the season. They were 1-3 in the Haverford Invitational last weekend. They lost to Coast Guard, Augsburg, Stockton before knocking off the hosts, Haverford 3-1. Then Wednesday, they won 3-1 against Dickinson. Friday, a 3-1 set win against Ursinus. Today, they are at the Buttermaker Tournament in Muhlenberg. And Muhlenberg was the team that they played first, and a tough one. They go down to defeat. It went 5 sets, but they end up losing to Muhlenberg 15-9 in the final set, so a 3-2 loss for women's volleyball. Still have another one. Bard is the opponent at noontime. That one should be over. We'll get a score on that one in the second half at some point. They will be playing against York College on Thursday. Other sports opening up. Women and men's golf, they start this week. Tennis, they play today. That was a noon start time, I think, against Eastern at the Shancroft Tennis Center at LVC. And then cross country, they had a great start. First out of 12 teams in the Misericordia Invitational for the men last Friday. They have the Dutchman Invitational this morning. We'll see if we can get some results on that and pass them along to you in the second half. And after that, men's cross country is off until September 30th as far as their meets. Women's cross country, they were 3rd out of 8 at the Misericordia Invitational last Friday. Dutchman Invitational was today. Again, we'll take a look at those, and then they're off for a couple weeks until September the 23rd. So that's what's going on with the LVC sports in the fall. what's going on across the MAC so far today. We've got the first slate of conference games and how the conferences set things up this year. Week one last week was the time for everyone to play their non-conference game, and then everyone's got nine conference games with, I believe, everybody off on September the 30th that week. So that allows everybody to have that time right in the middle of the season, but it also means that every week we're going to have four other games and take a look at scores depending when they start. So let's take a look at some of them. A couple of teams that are expected to do well this year, Delaware Valley, they are starting the fourth quarter at Albright, and they already have a 34-3 lead on Albright. King's College also expected to do well. They've got the only team from the Wilkes-Barre area around anymore in the conference, with Wilkes no longer being there, that being Misericordia. They're up there today, mid-fourth quarter. King's is going to move to 1-0 on conference play. They're up 35-3 on Misericordia. Game at the half, and one that coming in expected to be a very good game, just like this one that we have here. FDU Florham and Widener doing battle down at Chester, Pennsylvania. It's a 13-13 tie at the half, and the battle between the two teams that are most recently into the football thing, Alvernia, Eastern. That comes up at 7 o'clock tonight at Eastern, the initial conference game for Eastern University as they join the Middle Atlantic Conference this season. We're going to step out for another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll run the scoring in the first half and the first half statistics. Right now, our score, it's LVC trailing Stevenson at halftime here, 24-21. Back with more of the halftime show after this here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC Homecoming is set for October 13th through the 15th, and you'll experience the Blue and White Golf Classic, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the Dutchman Dance-Off, the hospitality tent at the athletic complex with football and soccer games, and the classes of 68 to 75 reception, the alumni luncheon, and the homecoming concert, and so much more. It's Homecoming 2023. For more information, it's lvc.edu. Lebanon Valley College Football brought to you by Color Tech for all your personal and business related printing needs. Wells Fargo Advisors, proud LVC sponsors. Click Lewis in Palmyra for all your automotive needs. It's Click Lewis. Clark Associates, supporting the Breen Center for Graduate Success. Elite Coach, the bus transportation company of LVC. And Penn State Health, the official sports medicine health provider of LVC.
Brian Kaiser back here at halftime here at Stevenson University at Mustang Field. Our score at half right now at Stevenson 24, LVC 21. John Wilsbach will rejoin me in just a little bit. Let's take a look at the first half statistics for this game. In that first half, Flying Dutchman, 13 first downs. They had 10 rushes for 51 yards, 139 yards passing. Threw the ball 20 times in that first half. Total offense of 190 yards. Possession time at 14 minutes and 11 seconds. Stevenson, 14 first downs, 81 yards rushing, 187 yards passing. They put up 268 yards of total offense in the first half and had just under 16 minutes of possession time. Penalties, though, were an issue in that first half. Stevenson, 9 of them, 102 yards. In half number one, LVC 3 for 20. On third down, LVC 2 for 6. Stevenson was 4 for 7. Each team went for fourth down and were successful each time. LVC 1 for 1, Stevenson 2 for 2. Dutchman 1 for 2 in the red zone. Their one miscue was the blocked field goal. Stevenson 3 for 3 in their forays into LVC's zone. Let's take a look at the individual statistics in that first half. Rushing the football for LVC, Braden Bohannon 5 carries for 35 yards. Deion Bryant 2 for 8. Logan Klisch had a carry for 7. Tim Irby a carry for 1. Malachi Williams had a carry for no yards. Bohannon was 8 for 16 in the first half with a touchdown, 122 yards. Klitsch came in for a brief series, 2 for 2 for 10 yards. Jeremy Boers had a pass completion for 7 yards and a touchdown on the fake field goal. Deion Bryant on the halfback option pass was 0 for 1 in his opportunities. Lots of guys catching passes. Alex Vassallo, 2 catches, 79 yards and a score. Jay Sisko had 2 catches for 15 yards. Gabe Eichelbone had a touchdown catch for 7 yards. Stahl, Irvy, Acker, Williams, Blair, and Bryant all with catches in that first half for LVC. For Stevenson, they were led rushing the football by Elijah Marquez, 9 carries for 48 yards and 2 scores. It was Nyaire Wilson, 10 carries for 33 yards. Pat Gorman had 4 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. It was Blake, the tight end, with 2 catches for 14 yards. Walker Henderson with the other catches in the first half for Stevenson. I believe they had a few other ones, and they were all by somebody that they didn't even list on their depth chart, and that was 3 catches in that first half that they don't have listed for, who was it? Anthony Scanelli was the guy who caught those passes. Nyaire Wilson, 11 of 18, 187 yards, 1 touchdown, threw an interception, was sacked 1 time in that first half of play. Quickly recapping the scoring in this one, Stevenson drew first blood, 5:52 left to go in the first quarter. It was Marquez, a 2-yard touchdown rush, extra point, made that a 7-0 Stevenson lead. LVC responded immediately. 2 big pass plays to Alex Masala, the second one for 30 yards in the score from Braden Bohannon. The Kissinger extra point tied this game at 7 apiece. That's the way that we went into the second quarter. First play of the second quarter, Stevenson back on top with a Marquez second touchdown run of 2 yards. Campbell's extra point made it 14-7 Stevenson. LVC took the next drive, 10 plays, 75 yards, 5:04 off the clock, and Eichelbone on the fake field goal got it, and the score tied this game at 14 apiece. Brett Moody, who picked 6, 41 yards, gave LVC the lead right back, but Stevenson, 1 play drive of 57 yards to Pat Gorman from Wilson, made it 21 apiece. Last play of the first half, Campbell's 41-yard field goal gives us a score of 24-21, Stevenson, and they'll get the ball to start the second half. Here's John Wilsbach.
Kissinger kicks it off down the far side. It's going to be taken right around the 3-yard line and returned back the other way. Rutkowski gets up across the 20 and out of bounds near the 23-24-yard line.
That was a wild first half here, John.
I don't know if we're going to have the same type in the second half, or will it turn into a defensive battle? All of a sudden, we won't get any offense.
Let's hope that both defensive coordinators are trying to earn their pay here and are going to make some little adjustments in the second half. But I'm not saying that I'm not hoping for some offense. You know how much fun that is.
Oh, yeah.
As a commentator.
I personally think from LVC standpoint, to win this game, I think they've got to keep that offense going, make this a high-scoring game, and see if they can be the last one with the final points in this contest.
We've got an illegal block on the kickoff. It's going to move this thing all the way back inside the 10, back to the 9 for Stevenson. This is a series that is recent because Stevenson just starting football back just before, I think, maybe 2008, 2009, somewhere in there. 4-for-5. 4-5 all time is LVC against Stevenson. Last meeting, Stevenson won 42-13 back in 2019.
They're going to take over at their own 9-yard line. They'll hand it off to Marquez right on the left side, and he's not going to barely get maybe a yard out of it up to the 10-yard line.
LVC did actually a really nice job for the most part against Marquez, especially after the first possession. But that allowed Stevenson to open things up through the air. And Nyaire Wilson has done well to throw the football. Second half, you got to get some pressure on him and make him move.
He's got a slot left, split to the right side. Wilson throws across the middle, tapped in the air, and incomplete. Good hands on there by Alex Brown to bust it up.
That's a really nice job for the sophomore out of Newark, Delaware. As the ball's thrown on that slant pattern, you've got to lead that receiver. And if you throw that ball behind, even if your receiver has a step, it allows the defensive back to get that arm in there, have a chance to deflect it. He does that. Great chance for LVC to get a 3-and-out to start off the second half, and great field position would follow.
A 3rd down and 9 at the 10-yard line. Wilson in the pocket, steps up. Now throws down the right hash, and it will be incomplete. Led Gorman too much. Gorman thought he was maybe being tied up a little bit too much off the line.
He was being held up a little bit by Eric Williams. They put a lot of responsibility on the strong safety because he was in motion. He was definitely going to be the only one over there in coverage on the very dangerous Gorman, but he still held his ground, and Wilson gets enough pressure to make him move forward and throws the inaccurate pass.
Now we're going to see a punt. Gavin Vetter for Stevenson, standing midway in his end zone, has the time, boots his high spiral. Fair catch called for by LVC, but it goes out of bounds, luckily after dropped by Riley Stahl, who normally has solid hands and makes those catches, let this one slip, but took it out of bounds with him.
Fortunately, that ball was directionally kicked, because if that's in the middle of the field, maybe a different story. Maybe that's one of the reasons he struggled trying to get the handle on where that ball was going to be, but fortunate for LVC. Great field position. Defense comes through with a three and out, and only a 30-yard punt sets them up already in Mustang territory.
At the 40 of Stevenson, with Stevenson leading 24-21. They'll go with Malachi Williams in the backfield with Bohannon. Williams looks to run it up the middle, and his hesitation allows the Stevenson defense to catch up and quickly stop him at the line of scrimmage.
When you run a little bit of a counter where that play started looking like it was going to go towards the left, comes back to that right side, that's where that natural delay is. The reason he hesitated as much as he did was because of penetration from the left side of the Stevenson defensive line. They pushed the offensive line into the backfield, and he had nowhere to go.
Flying Dutchman second and 10. Sallow lining up wide on the far side. Stalls in the slot. Bohannon at quarterback throws the short out pass near side to Campbell, the fullback, who gets to the 34-yard line, pickup of 6.
It's a little dump out there. You're going to have those backs out there having them running those routes. Those are those little plays that pick up yards. It's sort of like a running play. It's really close to the line of scrimmage, a very safe pass. Get them off the line of scrimmage. Not looking for them to necessarily bust one, but make this a much more manageable third down. Watch Bohannon's legs on this play. He is capable of scrambling and has been good so far.
Third and 4. We'll put Irvy back there to the right of Bohannon. They'll move Stahl over to the left side. Malachi Blair on the right side. Bohannon in the pocket looking, throwing down that right side. He has Malachi Blair, but just incomplete off the fingertips. Let them just a hair too far.
You know why they throw a ball like that on third and down and 4? That's because they had already planned. We're going for it on fourth down. If we don't make this, you take the chunk shot. You know you're probably going to get single coverage because the defense is going to look at the line of scrimmage and say, they need to get about 5 yards. Let's get everyone up close. That's when you can take those shots. Ball just a touch too far because Blair was open.
Fourth down and 4 at the 34 of Stevenson.
Play clock becoming an issue. We're down at 8 seconds. They just got the play in.
Deion Bryan out there to the left of Bohannon. Down to 3 seconds. There's a snap. Bohannon in the pocket. Getting flush. Looking to the right. Now lobs it. He has Riley Stahl complete. First down at the 15.
Great job by the veteran receiver of recognizing the defense and stopped worrying about him, had turned their attention to Bohannon and just releases, puts his hands up, makes sure his quarterback is able to see him, and Bohannon lost a perfect pass over the secondary to pick up that first down, the second fourth down conversion of the game for LVC.
First and 10 at the 15 of Stevenson. They're going to go with the Wildcat package. So Bohannon, the quarterback, now is lining up as a wide receiver to the left. Bryan is back there with Campbell to his left. Accurate, the wide out to the right side. Bryan keeping it. He's going to run around to the far side. Gets it around the 16 and doesn't even make it back to the 15. He'll lose a yard.
That is not optimal when the only blocker you have over in that direction is your starting quarterback. And you do not want to have Braden Bohannon as the lead blocker on the running play, especially when you've got a host of Mustangs trailing down the line. They just didn't get the block on the edge, and they didn't have numbers that side. They flow to the ball well and make the stop.
Bryant stays in, second and 11 at the 16. He's going to run left, and he gives it to Bohannon coming the other way. Bohannon throws it incomplete. He was looking for the tight end on the near side, and Will Ryan just couldn't get to it, and it wasn't going to be for maybe a yard gain anyhow.
No, that,
the pattern was going.
That play, though, looked like it could have been one that could have been made a lot bigger, but Bohannon's pass being off the mark, Ryan was open. And if he's able to catch that ball in space and turn up the field, who knows, maybe even gets the end zone. There was only one defender over there, and he was stuck between the deep route, which he went with, and the short route, which is what they threw to.
Third and 11 at the 16. Bohannon has Bryant to his left. In the pocket. He'll lob it to Bryant. Caught at the 15. Cuts it up at the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Deion Bryant. I think he was shocked when he caught the ball. He turned, and he kind of hesitated like, am I going to get hit? There was no one around
There's
him.
There's nobody there, and this is one of the things when talking to J.R. Drake before the game, he said, our running backs, both Williams and Bryant, they're going to have opportunities in the passing game. They really liked the matchup situation because the Stevenson linebackers sometimes lose that focus. Sometimes they get sent on blitzes. They miss assignments. That time, blown assignment, and LBC takes the second half lead.
Second touchdown pass of the game for Bohannon. Extra point kick is on the way for Kissinger, and it's good. We'll step out. 11:08 to go here in the third. LBC back in front. It's the Flying Dutchman 28, Stevenson 24. Back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. From our table to your table, it's Giant Company. Proud LVC Radio sponsors.
Great game here in Maryland. LVC back in front, 28-24 on the 16-yard pass from Bohannon to Deion Bryant.
Great drive, but it all starts from the three and out from the defense. They get that opportunity, then they pick up a fourth down conversion on a pass play to Stahl. It's been the arm of Braden Bohannon, underrated coming in, but maybe no longer, 11 for 21, 163 yards and two touchdowns.
Butkowski on the return, the kickoff by Kissinger. Gets open up that far sideline and busted out of bounds around the 37, 38-yard line. They're going to say that it's going to be the 39, actually. So, nice return by Justin Rutkowski.
Biggest weapon you have on special teams in the college game is somebody who can consistently pound that ball into the end zone on the kickoffs. And LBC just doesn't have that. Brian Deem kicking it as far as he can. Unfortunately, when the coverage team goes down, they're getting blown away a little bit, and Rutkowski has another really good return.
Stevenson with the ball from their own 39. Wilson back there. He's going to hand it off. Marquez going around the right side up at the 45. Has the first as he steps out of bounds at the 49. Pickup of 10 on the sweep.
Good delay that time, too, from Marquez because he sort of went in motion, came towards the quarterback in the backfield, and when they handed off the ball, he sort of waited for James Jackson, the corner who was coming in on the blitz from that side, to overcommit and then ran around him.
First and 10 from their own 49. Got a slot to the near side, split on the far side. Wilson in the pocket, now throwing, far side. That's complete. First down up that far side to Scanelli, and he'll get to the 38 of LVC, pickup of 13.
Helmet came off of him, too, so he's going to have to come out of the game.
So he will go to the sideline. They'll just change personnel. I think he brought Henderson in as the next wide receiver. Gorman's back in there as well. They got the slot on the near side. Split on the far side. First and 10. Stevenson at the 38. Marquez with the carry trying to go up the middle and forget it. LVC able to stuff him there and take him down.
Jordan Block was in there as well as Brody Robinson. Block was the guy, 6'3", sophomore out of Palmyra, 282-pounder. He's in there with Jake Marcus most of the time as those two defensive tackles that so many times. Those are the guys who really don't normally make a ton of tackles, but they take so much of the abuse, double-teamed virtually every play, and that time he got through.
Second and 9 at the 37.
Marquez moved early.
Yep.
You can get away with going in motion but that time he simulated the snap. It was very clear he forgot what the snap count was and tried to get away with faking it. Referee had no part of that. Penalties have been a huge problem for Stevenson this game. That's the 11th penalty so far against Stevenson for well over 100 yards.
Moves them back to the 42, second and 15 for the Mustangs. Wilson's got a slot to the left this time. Marquez in the backfield to his left. Wilson has time, now scrambling left, tosses it, complete, first down, out of bounds, right at the 28. They're going to say, they're going to move the chains. They gave him a bad spot, but then gave him the first down.
That's the tight end, Tyler Blake, who got free. That ball delivered just where it needed to be. Scored a touchdown a week ago in his only catch against Rowan in their win 20-17.
LVC up by four. Stevenson trips on the right side. Three receivers there, one on the left. Man in motion. Wilson's going to hand it off to Marquez. Has room upside, but he's not going to get past Jacob Horton, who takes him down immediately.
Yeah, he just read that play very well. And there was a lot of good blocking at the front. So when you've got those matchups up front that are equalized, that means it's going to be running back probably against a single linebacker, and that linebacker has to find and wrap. And Jacob Horton does that as well as anybody.
Second and 10 at the 28 of LVC. It's time Wilson has backs to his right and left. He sends Gorman in motion out of the backfield. He'll fling it out to the far side. It's incomplete. He was a step or two back further. Would have been a lateral, but he was just in front enough, but underthrew him. Brings up a third down.
Enright and Moody both read that play extremely well. They saw some things that they had probably recognized coming into this game in film study. Looked at what they did on that play. And as soon as they saw that, they were in the proper place they needed to be to defense that play. And the important thing was that ball gets out there. It was thrown quickly by the quarterback because of the pursuit.
Third and 10 at the 28. Handoff Marquez trying to go left. Dodges a couple tacklers but can't get rid of the last one as he's forced out of bounds, losing a yard and some little extracurricular activity on the near sideline, the Stevenson sideline after the play, but no flags thrown.
Surprising that no flags were thrown that time, but you've got Marquez who's upset, but it was Horton who was the last guy who hit him, and Marquez deposited him on the ground. Then over to defending him, here came Eric Williams, who had something to say at that point, gave a little mini shove, and Marquez shoved back. I think it was the right no call in the situation, but now a loss in the play, fourth down, they're going to go.
Fourth and 13 at the 31 of LBC. Wilson has a double slot, and now we've got...
Delay of game.
Delay of game. They wasted too much time. And they're going to tack on another five.
John, and this is all about discipline right now. Discipline. And the reason that that play didn't go where it was, and now they're going to bring out the punt team, the reason for that is because Marquez is out first. Had the play clock already running, but they were so worried about that they didn't get the right personnel in the game, they didn't get the play they wanted in the game, and now LVC's defense is going to get the stop to preserve the lead.
They bring Vetter in the punt, standing at midfield. Watch for Gorman, though, lined up on that right side. They'll punt it. Short one. LVC fair catch called for right on the 10 by Stahl, and he'll hold on.
And no reason to fake it there. What you're doing is you're punting the ball away. You're telling your defense, if you're Stevenson, look, we're down. We need you now to come up with a stop. We need to get the ball back in good field position. So this is a place in the past, and I'm going to bring up the past at this point, John. This is a place in the past. LVC has a lead. You're on the road, 7:20. Really simple what the play calling was going to be. Pound the ball, run between the tackles. The other team stacks it up. And how many times have we seen in the past? Goes nowhere, quick three and out. I don't know that this group is going to do that.
They're going to go with Irvy in the backfield next to Bohannon, a slot to the far side. LVC takes over at their own 10. Bohannon in the pocket, throws across the middle, has Stahl, caught at the 25, 30, up to the 35, a first down for LVC.
And that's why I say that. Because what's working in this game? The threat of the run, throw the ball, Bohannon having a really good day throwing the football, great deception on the play. All the receivers were over the left side, and they just drag Stahl across the formation, backside to the right side where nobody is there and the safeties aren't paying attention.
Pickup of 25 on the pass to Stahl. First and 10, LVC at its own 35. Bohannon in the pocket, now flush to the right side, looking, scrambling. He'll run it out of bounds, up at the 36. It's a gain of just 1 yard for LVC.
Good decision, Jay Sisko, that turned his ankle as he was coming up to try to help his quarterback, so they're going to stop things for a second to have him stretch out that ankle and see if he can work it out.
6:46 to go here in the third, 28-24, LVC leading Stevenson.
Let me give you some updates. Kings has beaten Misericordia by a final score of 42-10. Delaware Valley also is, I'm sure, a winner by this time. That game was over. I'm wrong. Not quite. It's 41-3. They're pounding on Albright at this point. The fun one that was going on, though, down in Chester was FDU Forum Widener. 13-13 was the score at halftime of that game. And we expect Delaware Valley is expected to be the team to beat. Stevenson was picked a clear second, and LVC showing that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. FU Forum, Widener, a couple of teams who won a week ago, also appearing to be in that mix along with Kings. Right now, Widener with the lead, 23-20. They've got still 13.5 minutes left to go down in Chester in that one.
6:46 to play in the third here. 28-24 LVC, second and 9 for the Flying Dutchman from their own 36. They're going to put Malachi Williams back there this time with Bohannon to his left. Now line up Campbell on that left wing with that slot on that left side and Malachi Blair on split on the right side on second and 9. Bohannon in the pocket getting pass off near side. Malachi Blair catches it right near the 40 and then driven out of bounds. We have a flag thrown in the backfield.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery, 11.
That might be an illegal shot to the head, something like that. You'll see every once in a while when there's a quick pass and the defensive line tries to get in there quickly.
Now let's see what the call is. Stevenson just keeps shooting shells in the foot in this game.
Dan Johnson, the defensive tackle, 300-pounder. You can do a lot of things in there when you're trying to pass rush. One thing you can't do, you cannot go to the head of the opposing team. And that time, trying to get into the quarterback, seeing that quick pass, that hand came in a place where it couldn't go. A 15-yarder. I think that might be about 6 15-yard penalties in this game against Stevenson already.
Yeah, move it to the 46 of Stevenson. First down, Bohannon in the pocket. Steps up, gets pressure, he's sacked. Sacked back at his own 47-yard line.
Good decision that time, John.
Yeah.
The blitz was coming around the outside. Bohannon knew what he wanted on that play, but also realized it wasn't open. He didn't have time to go to a second read. He wasn't going to force that ball into trouble. That's the maturity of Braden Bohannon. Freshman year, 2 years ago, he throws that football, and it may have gone into danger. This is a much smarter quarterback and a guy who understands the situation now. Got the lead. Don't have to force it.
Second and 17 at their own 47. Bohannon in the pocket. Now he's going to run. He's up at the 50, gets hit near the 48, picks up about 5, and it brings up a third down and 12. LVC just across midfield.
You got sacked by Jan Michael Finch that time, and still this time the defensive line got in with some pressure, but he had a lane to step up this time. Was able to go and bounce to the outside. A little bit more manageable. Third down and long. This is one where Stevenson, you got to figure, they got to feel like they have to get off the field. Do they send pressure here, or do they think they can get home with just the guys they have up front?
5 on the play clock. Irvy to the right of Bohannon. Gets it off in time, in the pocket. Throws across the middle, complete to Malachi Blair. He breaks a tackle at the 40, at the 35, first down at the 32-yard line.
That's some shoddy tackling right there and some great moves from Malachi Blair. We also have an injured Mustang out on the field. I think that's Jack Balderson, who was one of the guys who whiffed on the tackle, who is going to be checked out. But what a conversion that time. And we're seeing LVC turn into a passing team before our eyes, where on this drive, they really haven't thought about running the football. It's been, what is the defense giving you? Let's see if we can continue taking advantage of it and take advantage of the fact that our quarterback is having one heck of a game throwing the football.
4:33 to play, third quarter, 28-24, LVC leading Stevenson, and 16 on the pickup by Malachi Blair, giving LVC a first down. Only had this time. I know you mentioned earlier about the LVC soccer team playing at Rex Herbert Stadium. And for folks who don't know, Rex Herbert, longtime orthopedic surgeon at Arlington, retired over a year ago or 2 years ago over at Arlington, and could just be retired and sitting on a yacht somewhere. Instead, works over at the VA now a few days a week, giving his time and surgical skills to our veterans. So if you didn't know that that's who the stadium, the soccer stadium, was named after, that's who Rex Herbert is, what type of person he is. What a great job he's doing for our veterans right now.
No question. He's a legend in soccer in the Mid-State area.
OBC's changing up their quarterback now. They put Logan Klitsch back in.
They're running, and that's why Klitsch is in the game. They don't want Bohannon running this straight and taking contact here in that way, so that's probably why he's in.
He's got trips on the left side, but he's going to toss it out to Malachi Williams, who was off the mark a little bit and could not grab it. Just let him a little bit too much, and Blair was going more to the outside.
Okay, I'm surprised. And
another wrinkle.
Well, but the inaccuracy of pass now, because you've got a guy who isn't in the flow of the game, and you bring Bohannon right back in the game. So,
you could have done that same play with Bohannon.
You could have done the same play with Bohannon. Are they just trying to give a different look in some way? I mean, I'm not going to question right now what's going on play calling wise because it's been really, really effective.
Sure has been. Second and 10 at the 32 of Stevenson. Bohannon's back to pass, looking, throws down that far side, too far for Campbell. He was looking to get Campbell. Was lined up over on that left wing down the sideline.
He had the wrong guy, though. Campbell had a couple guys with him. The safety went with him. He did well, Bohannon did, to look off the safety initially, but there was still nothing there.
And he had Will Ryan out there in the middle.
But Ryan ended up being open because once Bohannon turned and he had looked off the safety onto Ryan and then turned, and then the safety went over there. I don't know that he would have been as wide open if he would have stayed on that pass, but regardless, it's now third down. This is not a bad place for some sort of a dump off to a running back, a screen, or a quarterback draw to just try to get a little closer here. And LVC recognizes it because they were short on the play clock.
Timeout called by LVC. We'll step out. 4:03 to go in the third. LVC 28, Stevenson 24. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery at Lebanon Valley College presents Tools and Shrouds from Stephen Althaus. Contemporary sculptor-photographer Stephen Althaus creates still-life assemblages of found objects and artifacts that express his observations of humankind. The exhibition will be on display at the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery through October 22nd. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage. This is Super 91 WMSS Middletown.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Bella Crispin, our studio producer. Glad to have you along here in Owens Mills, Maryland, where LVC leads at 28-24. They have faced some crucial third and fourth downs in this game and have come up big. Now they've got a third and 10 at the 32 of Stevenson. They're going to go with Bohannon, and he's going to put Deion Bryant to his left in the backfield. He's got Trips on the right. Bryant goes in motion. Bohannon being flushed to the right, gets rid of the pass, but it is incomplete as he was getting grabbed onto from behind, and a fourth down coming up.
Pressure came from Demetrius Sally, probably the best rusher on this team. Had a sack a week ago, five sacks a year ago, and a guy who is relentless with what he does.
Well, they're going to go for a field goal here, Brian. This is going to be a 50-yard attempt, almost down the middle. 50-yard attempt coming up for Kissinger.
They know his leg.
They'll line up. They'll snap. Hold. Kick is on the way. It's got distance, and it's good! 50-yard field goal, LVC Tim Kissinger!
And he had that one by a good, I'd say, at least 7, maybe 10 yards to spare. What a boot! And it makes it a 7-point game. Like I said, they know his leg. If you do not think he can make that field goal, you're not even attempting that one. And Kissinger just gets all of that one.
LVC now leading 31-24. Good, solid connection. If you've just tuned in earlier in this game, LVC running a fake field goal, and Jeremy Boers had a touchdown pass to Eichavone.
Everyone get ready.
Yeah.
You could be called into many different opportunities for what you could be asked to do for this team right now.
And LVC has taken the 31-24 lead. Kissinger to kick it off from our left to right, down the far side. It's going to be Rutkowski picking it up at the 12 to the 20, up to the 30, and gets hit at the 33-yard line. Drop there. So Stevenson's offense comes back out to the field with 3:41 to go in the third.
John, now I don't remember it because I'm not sure if it's been updated since this time. We had Nick Bentz hit a 50-yarder back in 2019. That one was a 50-yarder. The only other one that was longer was Bob Muhlenberg against Muhlenberg back in 1982. I don't remember if there was another one over the last couple years because sometimes that doesn't get updated efficiently. So
sure, here's Wilson on first down throwing. He's got a man open, but overthrown. He had Skinelli wide open, straight down that hash mark, and put it too high. Incomplete.
Ryan Fink, he had come off his man. There was a busted coverage there. He'd come off his man. He was going to have to make that play, and he didn't realize the ball was going to be that far overthrown. If he goes to the ball that time and he realized it after the fact, he would have had a pick.
Second and 10 at the 33. This time Wilson's going to run it to the far side. Gets up to the 35, knocked out of bounds around the 37-yard line. Brings up a third down and about 6.
I really feel like LVC has sort of sucked Stevenson into going against what they do best. This is a team that they can throw the ball. They've had success throwing the ball, but they really want to establish this offensive line, this ground game that they have, and they've really gone away with it from it today because of how well LVC has been able to defense them.
Third and 6, low snap, picked up. Wilson throws far side, picked off at the 43-yard line. This will be returned for a pick 6 for LVC's Nick Mortar. 43-yard interception return, and LVC leads 37-24.
And when you live by the pass, you die by the pass, and the second pick 6 of the game for the LVC defense. Yes, they've gotten picked on a little bit in this one, but this time they had that play sniffed out, and Nick Mortar breaks on the ball perfectly, trying to throw the ball around the sticks. The third pick 6 of the season for this defense, basically, if you throw it to LVC's defense, they're going to bring it all the way to the house, and they've got a 2-score lead.
Kissinger comes in for the extra point kick. Snap, hold, it's on the way, and it's good. We'll step out. 2:51 to go. here in the third quarter. It's now LVC 38, Stevenson 24, back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery at Lebanon Valley College presents Tools and Shrouds from Stephen Althaus. Contemporary sculptor-photographer Stephen Althaus creates still life assemblages of found objects and artifacts that express his observations of humankind. The exhibition will be on display at the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery through October 22nd. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
LVC kicking off left to right. Rutkowski takes it inside the 10, up to the 20. Going to the far side, he's wrapped up at the 25.
And now we see the emotion as LVC on special teams gets down there. Great open field tackle on the play by Anthony Pez, a first-year safety out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Gets down there, and the worst field position off of a kickoff was it a penalty for Stevenson in this game. And the hosts are in all sorts of trouble right now, down by 14 because of a couple of pick sixes in this game from the Flying Dutchman.
So from the 26-yard line, Stevenson has Wilson back there with Marquez. He'll put another back to his left, but he'll hand it to Marquez, but it doesn't matter. Flags are thrown. And we got movement again against Stevenson, racking up the penalty yardage in this contest.
They're a mess, man.
They are.
You know, you expect this in game one of the season, not in a home game,
no,
and not in game two. But it has been a lack of discipline. That's penalty number 14 for 142 yards in this game against Stevenson. For LVC, just three accepted penalties for 20 yards. What a huge difference.
Backs are to the right and left of Wilson on first and 15 in the pocket, looking, throwing deep down the middle, and it's complete up at the 43-yard line. Make it the 48-yard line for a first down on the pass to Makai Walker.
Makai Walker, the sophomore, getting behind everybody. Just in front of the last man, though, and that's the guy who makes the tackle for LVC, Tyjae Brown, who was able to make the stop. LVC had a couple of guys close to the passing lane, but the ball was perfectly lofted by the quarterback right over top of the head. Another good ball from Nyer Wilson.
Yeah, that one kind of floated up there. It was out there for anyone. On first down, they'll hand it off. Marquez trying to run it up the middle. He'll be stuffed at the 50. It's a pickup of three at midfield for Stevenson. Brings up second and 7.
Really easy right now if you're the Mustangs to sort of panic a little bit and just go pass happy. But I think you really have to keep going back to what you are. It's one of the reasons that LVC is able to gamble sometimes and has gotten a couple of pick sixes because they've been in obvious passing situations. They can gamble a little bit. Got to keep them honest.
Wilson, second down in the pocket, throws incomplete. Was looking for a nice short out to Pat Gorman, who had a slight step lead or two, but it was great hands reaching back in by Alex Brown to bat it down.
Alex Brown tracking all the way across. You've got man-to-man coverage. Gorman, best receiver on this Stevenson roster. He's going to cross the formation, and the ball is being thrown to him, and Brown just getting that little burst at the end, taking that chance knowing that he misses that one. It's going for a big gain instead. He knocks it away.
Third down and 7 at the 50. Slot left, split right. Wilson in the pocket, getting pressure. Now looks to run it. Flags are being thrown. He's tackled.
LVC homecoming is
only 2 yards.
There's going to be a holding call behind the play against Stevenson, even if he would have made it. Makes this a difficult decision, though, John, because 4th down and 5, you know they very well may go for it in this situation.
Yeah, this will be a tough call.
This is the one where J.R. Drake, and I agree with what they're doing.
Yeah, take it.
I think you've got to move it back and take that chance. They're going for it there in that sort of side of the field. If this is an incompletion, they've got to, or if they don't get much, they've got to punt then. So you're basically telling your defense, allow 7 yards or less here or get an incompletion, and we're going to get the ball back for sure.
Getting worried because we've got some weather starting to move in from the south this direction. Here is a third down and 18. Wilson in the pocket, getting flushed to the near side. Looking, flags thrown again. He lofts this one up for grabs. It's caught down at the 15-yard line.
Doesn't
by
matter.
Gorman, but I think it's coming back.
Alex Avila's grabbed the hold of LBC's Daniel McHale, and they caught him right in front of the line judge over on this side, and the flag came out, and I immediately washed that play of any worry. He can be as upset. It was as clear as day.
It sure was.
McHale had a step, saw the quarterback popping out. Avila's grabbed out, reached up, grabbed the shoulder pad, and pulled him backwards. One of the easiest holding calls out in space that you're going to find.
So they'll mark it all the way back now to the 30-yard line. And it is a third down and about 28. Wilson in the pocket again, looking, throws across the middle, and it's complete to the 50-yard line. He finds Makai Walker getting back close just across the original line of scrimmage, but now it's a fourth down and 7.
But they're not close enough to probably go for it here, as Moody is a little slow to get up after that play. The only thing that hurts here is it gives Ed Hoddle an opportunity to think about this and maybe go for it here, as they were resigned to punting this football away. Still have a good 7 yards. I don't know if they go fourth and 5 previously. I think they probably would have. Fourth and a long 7 here. Boy, if you don't make this, it's a short field for LVC. I think you have to punt it here.
Well, and look, there was no timeout called. And
well, they're doing a very intelligent thing, Stevenson is. They're taking advantage of the fact that Brett Moody was hurt, so he had to, they stopped the clock so he could go off the field for this one. And now this is where a veteran coach comes out there, has a conversation with the referees, because it allows you to get your entire punt team out. Time is of the essence right now. You want to make sure you get a couple more plays here in this quarter.
And LVC only has 10 guys out there right now. They're still missing a guy.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics.
On fourth down and 7, and they will boot it. Low line drive. Fair catch called for at the 21 by Riley Stahl. There for a moment, LVC only had 9 guys out there.
Yeah.
Because, again, both sides kind of went off the field during that injury, even though he got up pretty quickly to go off. And then LVC was missing 2 players, got one out there, and still had room for one more. But luckily, everything's okay. They catch it, install, and the offense get it back at the 21.
And now you've got a 38-24 lead for LVC. You have the football protecting this lead. This first play has to be a run. You have to take this into the fourth quarter.
Yep, 14 seconds to go here in the quarter.
The question that I would have, though, going to this fourth quarter, is Chris Thompson, the offensive coordinator, get more conservative here in this fourth quarter, or does he continue doing what has worked so far in this game?
They're going to go Wildcats, so Deion Bryant will take the snap. He'll run it to the left. He'll cut it off the end, gets up across the 25, holding tight with the ball, tackling, gets up to the 27. It'll bring up a 2nd and 4 when we start the fourth quarter. We have played 3 here in Maryland. Got some storms to our south. Slowly moving in, it's LVC 38, Stevenson 24, back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
the LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
This LVC broadcast is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, PAM Health, nationwide provider of healthcare services, including rehabilitation, behavioral health, and critical care hospitals, as well as outpatient. 100 facilities in 22 states. PAM Health, a proud LVC sponsor.
Brian Kaiser with me, John Wilsbach. Glad to have you along in Maryland. What a great game this has been. Here at Stevenson with LVC leading 38-24. We switch sides. LVC's going from our right to left. Second and four. Bryant in the Wildcat tries running it. He's going to lose a yard back to the 25 this time.
This is a big down in distance for Stevenson, because they desperately need to get this football back. Yeah, there's time left. There's still a lot of time. You've got an entire quarter of play. But you've got a team that's playing a lot of confidence on the other side, have the lead on the road against you, and the weather now does become an issue. If for no other reason, how easy is it to play catch-up if it starts pouring out here?
Mm-hmm. We don't need any lightning delays. Now it's a third down and a long five to the 25. Bohannon's going to pitch it right side. Malachi Williams has a hole and gets the first down across the 30 to the 31.
And what I love about that run from Malachi Williams, they put him down short.
He's standing there holding his head like, you got to be kidding me.
They gave him a spot that's just to the 30-yard line. It's fourth down.
I think they're going to have to call a timeout and talk about
it. No, this. They're going to punt it. You have to here. You don't have a choice, really. I mean, you do.
Saying his knee was down, and J.R. Drake is giving an earful here.
He should, because that's a horrible spot. Malachi Williams did a great job of squaring his shoulders and getting downhill quickly.
No one's back right now for Stevenson. LBC to punt. Boers booms this one up to about the 35, returned to the 40, and tackled up at the 45-yard line is Justin Rutkowski, who ran onto the field at the last moment.
They look lost.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, right now, Stevenson, you can tell which team has been much more prepared for this game in terms of what they've been doing from a just a control standpoint. You've got guys coming on the field late a lot here in the second half, especially for Stevenson. You've had penalty after penalty against the Mustangs. They need to score this time down. They're in huge trouble.
They take over at their own 45. Gorman goes in motion to the near side. Wilson back to pass. He's running to the left. Now he's going to keep it. Gets up to the 50 and tackled just across midfield for a gain of 6.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
You've got a defensive line who's getting some pressure. You have somebody back there spying on him. Fester ends up making the tackle from behind the play. But you've got an LVC defense that if you're giving up those sort of plays and little pieces of yardage like that, not the worst thing in the world. Make them earn it and take a lot of time moving down the field.
Second and four, Wilson in the pocket, looking. Now going to this right side, looking along the sideline. It's incomplete, okay. And they'll get the flag. Taylor Blake had some contact going for the football, and we'll get the pass interference against LVC.
Brody Robinson was kept out there in coverage a long time. And one thing that inside linebackers are not as comfortable with is staying in coverage for a lot of minutes. So you've got him back there. He's chasing the tight end. Ball's not coming, but he has to stay with him, has to release with him, and just lost a little bit of confidence there. Ends up pushing him at the end of the play as the ball was in the air. Didn't even know the ball was in the air at that point and ended up pushing him before that.
They're going to mark this all the way down to the 34.
So important, John, as a defensive player, when you're in coverage, you must find the ball. And that time, Birdie Robinson didn't find the ball.
First and 10. Stevenson at the 34 of LVC. Wilson holding, hands it off. Marquez up the middle at the 30. Drags a man to the 28. Pickup of several.
Jacob Horton making the stop for LVC. Widener has knocked off FDU Florham today 30-20. So Widener, Delaware Valley Kings, your winners already today. Winner of this game right now, LVC, trying to join them.
Second and 4, Wilson throws, looking for the slant. Popped it too high over the head of Henderson. It's incomplete, and he also got popped when he got rid of that football.
Sean Fester's had a sneaky good game over at the defensive end position. The senior out of Stevens, Pennsylvania, a Cocalico product, 6'6", 270, and he's really brought some pressure at some opportune times. That forced that ball to be thrown early.
Third down and 4. Stevenson at the 28, trailing 38-24 against LVC. Wilson in the pocket, steps up, gets pressure, runs to the right, 25 and tackled at the 27, enough for a first down. Or I'm sorry, the 22, enough for a first down.
Horton stops him. It looked like they were going to drop him in the pocket. They had good pocket control that time, and Wilson just did an excellent job of sidestepping a couple times and being able to pick his way forward and find some room.
First and 10 at the 22. Trips to the left. Wilson, pocket again. Looking, flushed. Runs forward to the 20, the 15. Stiff arms a man at the 10. Hit at the 5 and tackled around the 3-yard line.
So many guys having to go down the field in coverage that it leaves no one to spy on the quarterback. So when the defensive line can't get home, that offensive line opens up just a place for Wilson to step up and pick up a first and goal opportunity as LVC has an injured player on the field.
11:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. LVC 38, Stevenson 24. The Flying Dutchman home next week. 1 o'clock start against Misericordia. We'll be on the air at 12:45 with that one. Looking forward to seeing you back at Arnold Field next week. They do have a JV game tomorrow. That's at 2 o'clock at home against Lycoming. Sure who the injured player was that took that hit. And you look at this quarterback and Nair Wilson.
Nick Mortar, the injured player.
Wilson he's just all beef. He's gonna hit you, he's gonna land hard on you.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect somebody who's playing the quarterback position to be carrying 230 pounds on a 5'10" frame and still have the quickness that Wilson does, but he gets it done. Last time LVC was able to beat this Stevenson team, again, they hadn't played since 2019, but it was 2017 at LVC, October 14th, 31-24 to win that day.
First and goal at the 3. Marquez is a sweep going outside. He'll go into the end zone. Touchdown. Stevenson's back in this one with the touchdown. It's 38-30. Point after ending.
The bad spot on the Malachi Williams run immediately comes back to make this one a one-score game, regardless of what happens here on the extra point.
Third touchdown carry of the game for Marquez. Extra point kick is on the way and good. Will step out. 11:23 left in this wild one. LVC 38, Stevenson 31. Back at this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Show your Valley pride wherever you go with an LVC license plate. To be eligible for the Lebanon Valley College license plate, you must be a current student, parent, alumnus, or friend of LVC. And you must be the registered owner of the vehicle and have a PA driver's license. For more information on getting an LVC license plate, check out lvc.edu.
Oh, there's still a lot of football left in this one. Stevenson getting on the board after a little bit of a drought here in the second half. It's a 38-31 LVC lead.
And the last Stevenson touchdown, one that was done in pretty quick order. They took that ball over at the 13-22 mark, and in less than 2 minutes, stomp it right down the field.
Kickoff goes into the end zone. LVC will take over at its own 25-yard line.
The seven-play, 55-yard drive for Stevenson. Just under 2 minutes to make that happen. And they find themselves within a score. And this is now where Lebanon Valley has to come up with some offense here. They've done such a great job of mixing things all game, taking advantage of a big performance by their quarterback, Braden Mohanan, who's 14 of 26, 207 yards, and two touchdowns. Has not been picked, has only been sacked one time.
They're going to put Malachi Williams back there with him. He's got a slot on the near side, and Malachi Blair wide on the right side. Bohannon's going to keep it. He faked that pitch. He goes nowhere. He'll lose a yard.
Now you got momentum now on the Stevenson side. Now, is this the place where LVC gets conservative? I hope not, because they have really done a great job of staying really, really aggressive in this game. You don't want to get tight here. You want to be smart about play calls, but you don't want to get tight.
Second and 11 from their own 24. LVC with a slot on the near side. Malachi Williams stays out there, taking their time, trying to work some clock as well. Johanna's going to run it off the right side, up to the 30, and tackled up at the 31. He'll pick up several. It'll bring up a third down in about 3.5.
He's not a guy who's carrying 230 pounds on his frame. He's listed at 184. But he still can deliver a shot, and he ran right over Clarence Travis, the top linebacker of this Mustangs defense, to pick up a few extra yards.
We'll call it a third and a short four. Near the 32. We'll make it a third and three. What the heck? Got a trips on the near side. Split far side. Bohannon rolling near side. Looking. Tosses too high. He was looking for Malachi Williams.
Malachi Williams cut off his route. That's one where Bohannon was expecting him to keep going diagonally down the field. Williams cut it to the outside, and that miscommunication was enough to have that ball go incomplete.
So the punting unit comes in. Little time used. 9:52 remaining in the fourth. And Stevenson's going to get the football back, trailing by seven. Jeremy Boers out there to punt, standing around the 19. Justin Rutkowski back to receive. Line drive spiral punt. Bounces off Rutkowski. He bobbles it. Now he coughs it up. LVC falls on it. Campbell has it down around the 24-yard line.
What a great job again by special teams.
Or Caldani.
Yeah, Caldani gets that one. And you've got Adam Acker, I believe, who was the one who got down the field quickly to make that hit as one of the coverage guys. Acker boys have been those coverage guys for forever. And the mistake made by Rutkowski, a fantastic return man. But sometimes when you've got those sort of balls, you think, hey, I still can make a play on this one. And he never completely plucked that one away, and Acker made short of it by poking it free.
At the 22-yard line, that's where Caldani recovered it. An LVC first down. Bohannon looking to toss it. Throws it for the end zone. It's tipped in the air and incomplete. Was looking for Campbell. We've got a flag in the backfield. A late hit, I believe.
Oh,
like
we
you're
do.
Ripping the passer.
They're going to get away. LVC's going to get away with the wrong read that time. Demetrius Sally is late. Coming in there in the backfield. Is going to get called for that flag. He had the tight end wide open down the seam. William Ryan was wide open praying for the football, and he went out to Campbell instead.
But at least they get something out of this.
They do, and that's the important thing right now, because every time you move this ball closer, that is getting you closer and closer for a field goal attempt. At worst, if you don't turn the ball over, which would give you a two-score advantage with under 10 minutes left to go.
First down and 10 at the 11 of Stevenson. LVC leading 38-31. First down, slot left. Irvy is to the left of the quarterback, Bohannon. Now he'll move over to his right side in the shotgun. Snap. Bohannon's going to run it to the right. Cuts it off the end of the 10, down to the 6-yard line and close to the 5. They'll mark him just outside the 5.
Good job by the right side of the offensive line. They have not been asked to run block a lot in this game. And sometimes switching over and switching gears when the opposing team knows you're probably going to carry it can be difficult. They did a great job of just flanking on that right side and allowing Bohannon the opportunity to cut off the corner.
Clock keeps ticking. LVC taking its time. Second down and 5 on the 6 of Stevenson. LVC up by 7. Slot left. Irvy to the right of Bohannon in the pocket. Gets pressure. Gets hit. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 5. He's down near the goal line. Touchdown! Bohannon! 6-yard touchdown run out of traffic. Late flag now thrown. A big pile going on there in the end zone with some extracurriculars.
We're going to have some ejections, I think, more than anything else here with some of these flags as Stevenson is completely losing it from the discipline standpoint. What a run by Braden Bowman.
Houdini in the backfield.
He's in that pocket, and he's got somebody. We've got another flag. Everyone who has a hanky is thrown at this point. There are 6 flags on the field.
And it's all Stevenson players standing there.
Yes. They may get to kick off from the 20 of Stevenson at this point.
Yes.
They are just melting down.
44-31 LVC leading right now.
Let's go back to the run, though, from Bohannon because he was pressured. There were guys around him. They hit him in the pocket. He was able to use that strength and pull away. He explodes, and he's getting hit at the 2-yard line. And that's the play where your starting quarterback's going in around the 2-yard line, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I don't want to look away. And he just runs over the defenders and forces his way into the end zone. That is the heart of Braden Bohannon, and that's the thing that this team knows that he brings to the table. The junior out of Myerstown, the Elko product, making him proud again in the hometown.
The officials told both teams,
get out of here.
Go back to your sidelines. A long conference. They have one person here. I think someone has a pen and notepad out. Yeah.
You have to because they're tossing people.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to make sure that we hear this one because there's going to be some people who aren't returning to the game after that little scrum at the end.
Stevenson has been melting down, as you say, Brian, with the penalties in this game. Stupid late penalties, the unsportsmanlike conducts. And right now, J.R. Drake is also gathering his team around the sideline, telling them, keep your cool, guys.
This is smart. The opposing team is losing it right now. There is no reason we need to lose anybody for the future or for the rest of this game. Be smart. Do what we do. Let's hold this lead. Penalty situation this game, 17 for 173 yards against Stevenson, which I hope for their sake is an all-time record because having more penalty yards than that would be almost unimaginable.
All right, here we go. Let's hear what we can hear.
Touchdown
on the play. We know that. Now the penalties. Two on sportsmanlike on Stevenson.
Number 87.
They accomplished nothing.
Long conference. They offset, even though there was two on Stevenson.
Doesn't matter. Because they are unsportsmanlike, those things just did. Yeah. They cancel each other out. So
all right.
It was Ryan of LVC who got the unsportsmanlike for them. And I believe they said Clarence Travis was one. The other one was Tashawn Fitzgerald, defensive lineman.
Winds are picking up, and The weather is starting to look a little ugly. Extra point kick on the way. Kissinger hits it. And a little step out. 8:44. Still a lot of timer. All kinds of things to happen in this game. The Flying Dutchman leading Stevenson 45-31. Back at this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
It's a day at the Valley at LVC on Friday, September 29th and Friday, October 16th. Learn about LVC more in depth. Attend a class and meet with faculty in your area of interest. Parents can find out more about financial aid, student life, and academics. Enjoy lunch in the dining hall and a campus tour with a current student. More information on a day at the Valley is available at lvc.edu.
Thanks to Giant Company, one of our radio sponsors, and also Pam Health, post-acute medical, and LVC grad, the CFO of the company, Carrick Stover, also one of the trustees at LVC.
Indeed.
Fine sponsors of our broadcast, LVC, kicking off, kissing our boots this one deep. It's taken. Few yards into the end zone. Return back the other way. Rutkowski up to the near side and gets up across the 20 to the 23-yard line again. We've got some rain just starting to move into the area to our south and southwest. We've got some storms, some bigger cells with some lightning. Hopefully they stay out of the way and we just keep the rain, but it has gotten quite dark here.
Jacob Carcosa with the tackle, and I'm with you on that, keeping them out of here sort of thing, or let's just run this clock as quickly as we can and see if we can get out of here with his win.
Stevenson from their own 23. Wilson back to pack, plenty of time. He'll throw down the near side, has a man, caught at the 45 and down the sideline, out of bounds goes Jaheim Henderson. Big reception there down the sideline and goes out of bounds at the 37 of LVC.
Henderson, the junior wide receiver, just running right by Tajay Brown, but there's a flag back here at the line of scrimmage, John, in the backfield.
It's a 40-yard pass if it holds up.
It's going to be against LVC. Might have to tack some extra yardage on against the Dutchman here.
I think we're going to get what, probably a late hit. Late hit on the quarterback. Hands to the face. LVC.
A referee not quite sure. He didn't get the pronunciation guide on Lebanon Valley before the game.
No, he didn't.
Still thinks we're in the Middle East.
It drives me nuts.
All the time, man.
How do you not know by now if you're an official? It's Lebanon, not Lebanon. So now they tack the penalty onto the reception. That hurts.
That's the problem with the 15-yard. The 15-yarder in that case is they will tack it on top of it. So you had the big pass play. You throw 15 more yards, and just like that, Mustangs just outside of the red zone.
Turns it into a 62-yard play. Here's Wilson. First down. Throw for the end zone. Got it. Touchdown. Went for the deep post. The slant pass. He found Gorman. Touchdown, Stevenson. Quickly answers back.
Yeah, it took him 31 seconds total to get down the field on one big pass play, a penalty, and then the second one in the area of the field where LVC's shown some vulnerability. That pass somewhere in the seam area when you make just maybe a little skinny post and a little bit of room for Gorman, he makes a diving catch.
Extra point kick is on the way. It is good by Campbell. We'll keep it right here. It's 45-38. LVC with a one touchdown lead here in the extra point. 7-point lead for the Flying Dutchman, and still a lot of time in this game. 8:13 remaining.
You ever notice when we have a game like this and you're holding on by two scores at different times, how slowly time moves?
And they're just not battling the clock. They're battling the weather, too, because
they're not battling it yet.
They're
battling it if the weather gets here in time. But you're now caught. This is where you're caught if you're LVC, is this is the time at 8:13 left to go where you'd love to be able to just run the ball, pound the ball out, but that's not what this game has been. This is not who they've been today as a team, and it's tough to go that direction, but you'd love to be able to do it right now. So you're caught in between. What do you call? Do you call with what's been working for you with the possibility of giving the ball back if it's not successful?
Rush to kick it off. There's this one. It's floating over to the far side. Taken. Grimm at the 10, 15, 20. He's got some blocking. He's up to 35, 40. Hit from behind all the way up to the 47-yard line.
We've been waiting for the opportunity for Avery Grimm, the sophomore out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, to be able to get loose on a kickoff return. And he, to this point, until that kickoff, really has not had any crease to go last week or this week. And there, all of a sudden, you see why he's got that burst back there, why he has the opportunity. Picks his way through, finds a hole, and then just directing traffic up in front and takes off and goes. Best kickoff return of the year for the Dutchman. They're up near midfield.
8:04 to play in the fourth, 45-38. LVC with the lead. They're at their own 47-yard line. They're going to put Irvy to the left of Bohannon. Slot left, split to the right. First down. Bohannon running to the near side. Now throws the out pass. That is complete to
Vasala.
Yeah, right at the 47 of Stevenson. Pickup of about six.
I like what he did, too. He went down to the ground to make sure he cradled that ball underneath. The other thing that does is the clock runs, so allow that clock. They're going to be very deliberate with the play clock right now. It gets a good gain on first down and a very safe pass overall.
Yeah, got to keep this drive alive. Keep working the clock and keep moving the field position.
You can get a score at the end of this and maybe even a kick, a field goal, something like that with about 3.5-4 minutes left to go would be perfect.
Second down and four, Bohannon. He's going to keep it. He'll run it to the 45. He has the first down to the 41-yard line.
He's so decisive on that, too, on that read option.
Mm-hmm.
He reads so well where he sees Irvy, puts the ball in the stomach, and credit these running backs, too, because how quick – I know everybody works on these read options hard, but you want the football. You haven't got many carries in this game. So, hey, I might see something, but Bohannon's seeing something else. And he holds on to the football and picks up the first down.
First down and 10 at the 41. They clock down to 8 seconds. Taking his time. Bohannon's going to run it again, trying to go up the middle, and he'll get hit just inside the 40, close to the 39. They're going to say he's down on the 40. So a gain of only a yard that time for Brandon Bohannon.
Dutchman in this game still have not run for very many yards as a team at this point. Coming into that carry, 76 yards on the ground for LVC today. It's been through the air that they've done things. Over 200 yards passing. Bohannon, not yet at his career high. He's a yard off of it at 213.
6:07 and counting, 7 on the play clock. Bohannon's got a trips right, twins left, takes a snap, throws near side. That's complete to Malachi. Blair has the first inside the 30 to the 27.
New career high if that one's, yeah, we've got an injured player, though, an offensive lineman for LVC. But previous high all time was the 214 that Bohannon threw for against FU Forum his freshman year as LVC's
Argero.
As the left guard.
I think someone landed on the leg. He's up, though, trying to walk it off, and now he's back down. That's not good.
They have time here to really work on him, and it also gives them an opportunity to really set things over the sidelines. Sometimes you'll have somebody come over, even like a trainer, and say, look, sit down. We want to talk about this thing over here. Take your time. We've got time to work on you. Let's figure out over there, and once they give me the sign, then you can hop up and run off the field.
5:54 to play. And they see lightning, and here comes the delay. Oh, doggone it.
5:54 left to go. We almost got there, John. But
we almost, but not quite enough. They're sending the teams to the locker room. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute, and we'll rehash everything. And it's not going to restart for 30 minutes if we're lucky, because looking at the radar, there's a lot of red, a lot of orange around here. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to take to call it. We could be sitting here at 8 o'clock for all we know.
They're not calling it, folks. They're going to wait until this thing clears. But
yeah, and it's a long – there's a – Brian, there's a lot of,
I don't want to know.
A lot of colors all the way over here.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
All I know right now is it's a good place right now for the Dutchman as they go off. Hopefully this thing clears quick.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with 5:54 to play in a suspended game right now. LVC leading 45-38. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC Homecoming is set for October 13th through the 15th, and you'll experience the Blue and White Golf Classic, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the Dutchman Dance-Off, the hospitality tent at the athletic complex with football and soccer games, and the classes of 68 to 75 reception, the alumni luncheon, and the homecoming concert, and so much more. It's Homecoming 2023. For more information, it's lvc.edu. Lebanon Valley College Football brought to you by Color Tech for all your personal and business-related printing needs. Wells Fargo Advisors, proud LVC sponsors. Click Lewis in Palmyra for all your automotive needs. It's Click Lewis. Clark Associates, supporting the Breen Center for Graduate Success. Elite Coach, the bus transportation company of LVC. And Penn State Health, the official sports medicine health provider of LVC.
Back in Owens Mills, Maryland, John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. What a great game it's been this afternoon. Unfortunately, it has been stopped. 5:54 to play in the fourth quarter. LVC with the football and the lead of 45-38. And we now have a 30-minute lightning delay, a lot of bad weather to our south moving into this area. It might be longer than 30 minutes, so we will be taking a musical break here in just a little bit, but let's rehash what we've got for you so far.
Let's recap the scoring in this one because it's been wild really since the get-go. Stevenson started the scoring off. They had a 16-play, 65-yard drive on their first possession of the game. And with 5:52 left to go in the first quarter, Elijah Marquez scored a 2-yard touchdown run. The Brody Campbell extra point made it 7-0 Stevenson. LVC would respond immediately on the following drive. Alex Vassallo, 2 pass receptions on the drive, which really was the only offense on that drive for LVC. And Vassallo's second catch, a 25-yard touchdown catch from Braden Bohannon. The Tim Kissinger extra point tied the game with 4:36 left to go in the first quarter, and that's the way we went into the second quarter. The Mustangs would get right back on top on the first play, capping their 70-play drive with the second Elijah Marquez 2-yard touchdown run. The Campbell extra point made it 14-7 Stevenson. LVC, though, would respond. They would put on a 75-yard drive of their own that took 11 plays and 5 minutes and 4 seconds, but they were stalled, and they got down to the 7-yard line. And at the 7, they came and brought the field goal unit out. They weren't kicking it. Instead, the fake. Jeremy Boers, the holder, picked the knee up, threw it down the field to an open Gabe Ekavone, and a 7-yard touchdown pass on the fake tied the game up after the Kissinger extra point with 9:50 to go in the second quarter. Next drive for Stevenson. Brett Moody steps in front of gets a deflected ball, takes it back to the house. 40 yards for the pick six. And the extra point made it LVC 21, Stevenson 14, with 8:45 left to go. Stevenson would spend no time responding. Pat Gorman on the very next play from scrimmage, 57-yard touchdown catch from Nyer Wilson. And that tied up the game at 21, and Stevenson would kick a field goal right at the end of the half, and they would take that 24-21 lead on the 41-yard field goal from Brody Campbell. LVC would get the ball back after stopping Stevenson with a 3-and-out. And with 11:08 left to go in the third quarter, Deion Bryant would catch a 16-yard pass from Braden Bohannon for the touchdown. The Kissinger extra point put LBC on top 28-24. Next time they had the ball, Kissinger again would be part of it, but this time connecting from 50 yards out. Second longest field goal ever for LBC. That was at the 3:49 mark. It was a 7-point game, but it wouldn't stay that way very long because LBC's defense would respond once again. Nick Mortar stepped in front of a third down pass from Nyaire Wilson and took it back to the house. 43 yards for the second pick six of the game for the Dutchman defense. 2:51 left to go in the third. The Kissinger extra point gave LBC a two-score lead at 38-24. We went to the fourth quarter. Marquez would cap off a Stevenson drive with his third touchdown run of the game, this one of 3 yards. 11:23 left to go. Brody Campbell's extra point made it a 7-point game again at 38-31. But LBC would come right down the field. And Braden Bohannon running over players to get in the end zone from 6 yards out with 6:44 left to go in this fourth quarter. The extra point gave LBC that 14-point lead again. That would not last very long. Stevenson, couple plays, bang, bang, right down the field. Pat Gorman's second touchdown catch. This one, a 22-yard catch from Wilson, who threw his second touchdown pass of the game. The Brody Campbell extra point gave us a 45-38 score. That was with 8:13 left to go. LBC in the middle of a drive right now, and after an injured player slowed things down for a touch, 5:54, they saw lightning, and that's where we are. LBC will have the football, I believe, when we definitely have the ball. I was thinking it was not second down and 10, though, is what the scoreboard says right now, but could be wrong on that. But regardless of what it is, LBC has the football, up 45-38, and that is with 5:54 left to go in the fourth when we resume play here. Statistical stars in this one, Bohannon's been fantastic for LBC. The quarterback is 16 of 29 for a career-high 226 through the air, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and he's also leading the team in rushing with 14 carries for 59 yards and a score. Alex Vassallo has been the yardage guy, 3 catches for 85 yards and a score, but LBC has thrown passes to 10 different guys on this game for completions. Defensively, it's been Jacob Horton, who has 9 tackles to lead the way and with a sack. For Stevenson, their offense, it's been Nyaire Wilson, who's been forced to do it through the air. He's up to 323 yards passing, 2 touchdowns on 17 of 31 attempts and completions and attempts, but he's thrown 2 very important interceptions that have both been returned for touchdowns. Pat Gorman, 5 catches, 134 yards, and 2 scores to lead the way for them through the air. And Marquez and Wilson on the ground each have split almost evenly 135 yards with Marquez having those 3 touchdowns. Defensively, it's been Travis, their linebacker, leads the way with 8 tackles in this one, but they have just 1 sack, no turnovers. That's a big key in this one because LBC, 3 turnovers and have turned all of them into touchdowns, either directly on the pick sixes or the punt return that was fumbled immediately turned into the Bohannon score after that to give them that lead back.
I don't think we've had a lightning delay since the F&M game in Lancaster about 10 years ago, maybe?
Was that around there? Was that when we restarted that series the first time we were down there? The second game down there? Yeah,
it's
been the last time.
It's been a while. But that's where we're at right now. There is a giant cell to our south. We can see a couple little lightning strikes way to our south, and a 30-minute delay. Now, if things stay okay and these lightning strikes dissipate and we see no more, we should be starting around 4:25 to 4:30-ish, but otherwise they keep up. They just keep on tacking 30 minutes onto it, I think.
And what we're going to do here for you is on 91.1 WMSS, we'll continue to update you on where we are in the progress. So during our music, you will also, every couple songs, we'll come on the air and let you know how close we are if we've restarted the clock. Because I know at this point, if you've been sitting through this one this long, and why wouldn't you at this point? This has been a fun one here
for
Mullins Mills. But if you've been waiting this long, you want to find out who the winner is going to be and see if the Dutchman can hold on and win this one and get the first conference win of the year. and the first win in the head coaching career for LVC for J.R. Drake. Is that all going to happen? Well, we're going to have to wait for a little bit to find out.
All right, we're going to step out. We're going to take it back to our WMSS studio for music. And then when we're set to resume here, we'll be back on the air with you. So keep it on 91.1 FM and on the internet at WMSSFM.com. With 5:54 to play, fourth quarter, LVC 45, Stevenson 38, here in a lightning-delayed game. And we're going to take it back to our WMSS studio for station identification and music. And we'll be back in about 25 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
And welcome back out here to Owings Mills, Maryland. We are here at Stevenson University, and we have a final score here. Lebanon Valley College wins 45-38. They have called this one due to weather and lightning by the rules that are here. And they've just turned off the scoreboard as well. But by the rules that there are, what happens is they have decided at this point to call the rest of the game. There's a rule in place that after the lightning strikes in the fourth quarter of a conference game, you must restart the game within 2 hours of that of the lightning delay. That was not able to happen because, and we really here at the field itself, we never really got maybe some heavy rain, but just for a really brief moment, never really saw a lot of lightning in the immediate area. But the surrounding areas is where that is. It's where the sensors are set off then at that point. And because of that, that means that we have completed this game here today. So it is LVC moving to 1-1 on the season, a 45-38 victory today over Stevenson, who also drops to 1-1. But more importantly, in terms of the MAC conference, LVC moves to 1-0. Stevenson drops to 0-1. In conference play, LVC joins Delaware Valley, who was a winner earlier today against Albright. Kings, who defeated Misericordia, and also Widener, who was a 10-point winner over FDU Forum, as the teams that lead the way in the division after the first game of play in conference play. And they will be joined by either Alvernia or Eastern, a game that is supposed to start tonight at 7 o'clock, the first game in the MAC for Eastern. Just to very quickly recap, is I think John Wilsbach was efforting trying to get the immediate reaction of LVC head coach J.R. Drake. So we're going to try to bring that to you if possible. But just to bring everyone up to speed on what happened in this one, Stevenson came out. They scored first in this one. If you take a look, and I'm looking right now at the entire summary of the contest at this point. But what LVC, they gave up a touchdown on the initial drive for Stevenson from Elijah Marquez. LVC responded with a touchdown pass to Alex Masalo to tie it at 7. That was our score at the end of one. A wild second quarter with Elijah Marquez scoring for Stevenson at the very beginning. LVC driving down on an 11-play, 75-yard drive that culminated in a fake field goal for a touchdown with Jeremy Boris throwing the ball to Gabe Ekavone for a 7-yard score. And Nair Wilson on the ensuing drive then threw a pick six as Brett Moody took a deflected pass 40 yards for a score. Stevenson would tie it up on the very next drive on a Pat Gorman 57-yard touchdown catch. And then right before halftime, they were able to score on a 41-yard field goal to Brody Campbell. But in the second half, LVC came out. They were the better team, more disciplined team, as Stevenson ended up with a bunch of penalties. Braden Bohannon to Deion Bryant for 16 points, and a lead they would not relinquish, 28-24 at that point. Kissinger hit a 50-yard field goal, second longest all time for LVC, and that was in the third quarter. Right after that, pick six from Nick Mortar, stepping in front of a Wilson pass and taking it to the house. LVC had a 38-24 lead. Stevenson would get right back in it with an Elijah Marquez touchdown, but the Flying Dutchman would recover a fumble on a punt return. And then Braden Bohannon shortly after that would take the ball 6 yards for a rushing touchdown, making it 45-31. Stevenson scored pretty much right before we had the break. for weather. And then as LVC was coming down the field after the Wilson to Gorman touchdown pass, that's when they called things as lightning was in the area. Lightning never completely left the area, and because of that, we are done with a final score with a game being called with just 5:54 left to go in the fourth quarter. John Wilsbach down on the field right now. J.R. Drake has his first win as LVC head coach. Let's go down to John.
Thanks, Brian. John Wilsbach down here on the side of the field outside the locker room with J.R. Drake, head coach for LVC. Coach, congratulations. Your first victory as head coach, acting head coach is LVC. I know you would have loved to finish this game, but you guys did what you had to win it.
Yeah, I thought we did. You know, if they would have had to resume play here, we would have been, I think, on the 20-yard line, first and 10, ready to go up a few scores. So, feel good about it. Be weird first win, but yeah. But it was a crazy game to begin with, so I think my heart will appreciate the 5 minutes of relief.
Let's talk about the post-game annex, because the rule was 2 hours after a lightning delay, the game gets called. I know you were having some animosity, some words with the Stevenson head coach and a lot of the officials. You would have played, but you couldn't.
Yeah, we would have played. We just couldn't. We tried to handle it in the most professional way possible. We got Megan, the conference commissioner, involved. We spoke with our athletic director, everything else, and they decided at the end there to call it. So.
All right, talk about the game. It's had everything. Man, you threw the fakes out there. You had the pick sixes. Bohannon, a great game. Some great passing in this one. Just a great offensive battle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a war out there, and it took all three phases to win it. And that's what we talked about all week, was just being in that dogfight. And, you know, we had a heat advisory all week, couldn't practice during certain times and had to practice at night. So we actually went 9 to 11 on some nights just to get some practice in. And our guys battled. I think that's what ultimately led to the win tonight.
Especially the second half, defensively battling as well, really shutting them down at certain points and being able to get that lead and maintain that lead.
Keeping just stepping up. Some guys made big plays coming out of half to keep them to set it off, and then we got the pick six there, which was huge by Nick, and that was all due to his preparation. I mean, we knew that we were going to get that look in that situation, and he did the right thing on the technique and picked it and took it to the house. It was pretty fun.
Great win. I know you've got more things to work on still early in the season, but you got to be excited for another week coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to get back to work, and Braden Bohannon is a warrior. That's the thing. Ball's got to be in his hands.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
J.R. Drake, back to you, Brian.
Thank you very much, John. LVC wins it today, 45-38 over Stevenson, and they will be back in action next Saturday. So you can join us on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network and also on LVC TV, as it's a home game, LVC hosting Misericordia. And that is a 1 o'clock game time. We'll be on the air at 12:45. I'd like to thank all of our studio producers for today. We had a host of them today. Last one being Jamila back there, doing a great job for us back in the station. And for John Wilsbach, this is Brian Kaiser one final time saying goodbye for today from Owings Mill, Maryland, where LVC gets their first win of the season and their first win in conference play in football with a 45-38 thrilling victory over Stevenson that was called at the end due to weather. Thanks for joining us today. Back to our studio. This was a presentation of the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.